We'll call the meeting of the Conference Committee of the House and the Senate to Ag and Agriculture, Rural Economies, Rural Development Committees together. Members, we have a couple amendments. I think we'll go ahead with those. While we're talking about it, you should have the, let's start with the A3 amendment. You'll have the A3 amendment, members, to dealing with anhydrous ammonia. Do we have someone who wishes to move that amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Hamilton?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that amendment, and if I could move along with that, the House language starting on R14, line 1010 through page R16, line 11.18. And, Mr. Chairman, this is, like you said, deals with anhydrous ammonia. And what the amendment does, the A3 amendment, it allocates $280,000 the first year for an increase in the anhydrous oversight. Mr. Bezicki was up here earlier. I asked questions about, raised the concerns about having a ongoing appropriation versus having the one-time allocation, get the program designed, implemented, and come back to the committees, the respected committees later on to address what some of those concerns were. So then, as far as the governor's recs with the anhydrous piece and listening to the testimony and concerns of the safety, I believe that this would accomplish, and maybe Mr. Bezicki, if he had anything to add, but between the amendment here, members, and the House language, I believe this would accomplish what it is that the department and the governor were proposing as well.
Okay. Any questions? Anyone?
Mr.
Bezicki, would you approach the table, please? Mr. Bezicki, what the amendment does is provides $280,000 in the first year. So you get the money to get your program set up, and then we'll see with a report after a report February 1st, 2013, then the next legislature to decide what to do with it. So, Mr. Bezicki.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hamilton, yes, we have discussed this, and what it does allow, as opposed to the fees, which would be ongoing, it allows us to put an inspector in the field. We do have some people who may be interested in that position. We're already partially trained up. And it would allow us to bring in somebody to develop the rules. There's two sets of rules. There's a revision to the existing rules, and then these new rules that we've talked about for the certification of the private folks. So we could develop the program, as Representative Hamilton said. What it does not allow us to do is to actually see how the program is going to be implemented and how successful it will be. I can say now what that certification program would look like and if people would be interested in it. Obviously, we're going to work with the industry, but that would still be an unknown. But we would come back and report to you under that provision. I should say that I can see how this would work. It's not the governor's position, and my understanding is there's some discussions right now to make sure that we understand what the governor's position is. So I'm not going to be able to fully give you our position.
Okay,
but we should shortly.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Gauthier?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greta Gauthier, Department of Agriculture. We're discussing the A3 amendment, right?
Yes.
The commissioner should be here in a little bit, but right now he is in a meeting with the governor pertaining this amendment. So I don't know if you would like us to weigh in on it. We would need to take our direction, of course, from the governor. And we don't have that quite yet, but it's in the works.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gauthier. Representative Hamilton.
So, Mr. Chairman, I will temporarily withdraw my motion. And we'll come back after the commissioner returns to the room.
All right. Thank you, Representative Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kubley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hamilton, seems like there's a bit of a typo we could take care of right now. On line 1.12 on your amendment, it seems to me it would read better if we changed the word address to addressing. If you read that, you know.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hamilton.
Senator Kubley is absolutely right. So I'll make the motion on line 1.12 to add ING after word address.
Okay, we can just incorporate that in your amendment if that's all right with you. And then we'll just temporarily set this one aside for now until we hear back from the department again. The A6 amendment.
Hasn't been handed out yet.
This one is, we'll pass that out, we'll get that to you. Better known as the Dead Hogs and Dead Turkeys Amendment. Being passed out, I'll have Mr. Knopf explain the amendment. Remember, then this has been a negotiations between all the parties involved, the livestock groups, us, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Pollution Control Agency, and the Board of Health. So we've been busy negotiating this out. So Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chair, there was some discussion earlier today about an amendment that was being sought by the Department of Agriculture. This is similar to that. The only thing I did is the original bill coded this in the Waste Management Act, and it seems to me since we're talking about the Board of Animal Health, we should put it in the Board of Animal Health chapter. So I did that. And basically what it does is paragraph A says that for animal disease that the Board of Animal Health is exclusively responsible for regulation and oversight of the disposal of livestock for animal disease. And in paragraph B, it says the Board of Animal Health is also responsible for mortality due to non-disease causes, but that the board shall, in cases where the disposal may adversely affect ground or surface water. Now, I did modify that a little bit from the document that was handed me. I thought that this was a better way to state it. Or surface water, seek input from the Pollution Control Agency. So this seems to, this would should encompass what they had been talking about. Again, I made a few modifications, kind of technical modifications to it to make sure it fit in better.
Any questions? Representative Anderson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. To whomever could answer this, so who would make the call on when it may adversely affect groundwater?
Mr. Knopf?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Anderson, this is a board shell in cases where the disposal seek the input, so it's really going to be up to the board. It's going to be up to the Animal Health Board as to when they seek that input.
Ms. Gauthier?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greta Gauthier, Board of Animal Health. And Department of Agriculture. And I have with me Beth Thompson, also from the Board of Animal Health. Could you repeat the question, please? I'm sorry.
Well, Ms. Question was who on line 1.11 and 1.12, who decides when the disposal may adversely affect ground or surface water? I think that was Representative Anderson's question.
Mr. Chair, Beth Thompson, Senior Veterinarian for the Board of Animal Health.
members of the committee, it has been our practice in the past that we make that decision, and I also read this as the executive director of the Board of Animal Health would be making that decision.
Okay. Okay. You okay, Representative Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. You want to move the amendment?
I would do that, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Move the A6 amendment.
Representative Anderson moves the A6 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Okay. The A6 amendment is adopted. Thank you.
These other sections.
Members, we'll go to Mr. Knopf. We'll go to page 16. You want to. Or yeah. R16, we'll start with that.
Okay, Mr. Chair, on page R16, we've got a couple of sections that are identical on both sides. So it would be section 14 on the Senate side on 14.14. And then there's also a section 15, and then dealing with the X. So there are a number of sections. Sections 14, 15, and 16 on the Senate side are identical to what's on the House side. You could just adopt those in one motion, 14, 15, and 16. Just adopt them on the Senate side. Again, they're the left-hand side, so it makes more sense to do those.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hamilton?
I'd move just that. So the motion would be to adopt section 14, 15, and 16 of the Senate language.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Hamilton. Any discussion?
Well,
Senator Kubley.
Mr. Chair, I guess I may be having problems with my vision, but I don't see a section 15. There's 14.
15.3.
And 16.
Yeah, it's on, Senator Kubley, it's on page R17, and it's line 15.3.
Zero.
15.30, excuse me.
On the Senate side.
And it's on the Senate side of the language, section 15.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, there may be something wrong with my vision. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion on Chairman Hamilton's motion? If not, Representative Anderson?
Yeah, just one clarification, Mr. Chairman. So on the corresponding House side, does that end at on R18, 13.30?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would. Yep. Okay. Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, nay. Okay, that motion prevails.
Mr. Chairman, maybe if I'll just help you walk through the rest of it here. On section 17, you've already adopted an amendment to replace that. Section 18, you've adopted an amendment to replace that also. So you've got
right.
compromise language for both of those provisions. And then you can go all the way then to R21, and that's the last page. And the question is if you want to do any of those provisions that are at the end there.
Members, just so the members know this, we have a bill up in front of the Clean Water folks, and that'll be dealt with later on. So our suggestion is that we do not do anything with the Clean Water language. No, not approve it or anything else. We'll handle that as the time comes later on. I did have a suggestion on page 20, R21, the last words there. On the House side, we should accept that language in the repealer. Except, I would offer an amendment to I would offer a suggestion that we change the date from June 30th, 2012, to June 30, 2013. And so, if I get someone to do that,
so, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Hamilton,
Mr. Chairman, I would move the language on page R21. Starting the line 16.16 through 16.19 with the recommended changes, and make the oral amendment to strike 2012 and changed that to 2013.
Thank you. Members, as we go here, these are the final ethanol payments. This basically does away with the ethanol program. And I was concerned that we may have a glitch or something come up, so I wanted to make sure we had that covered. And so I believe the final payments will be made in August of 2012 or in that sort of time frame period. But so that would do that. So we have Representative Hamilton's motion to accept the House language on page R21, lines 16.16. Through 16.19 as amended, adding the language 2013. So any further discussion on that? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay. Now, maybe we should go through the spreadsheet. We do have a...
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification. Okay. Mr. Chairman, we made the motion to accept the amendment to the Senate language. I'm not clear. I thought that's the motion that we were voting on was the amendment and not the entire Senate language. So I guess it's more of a procedural question than...
Okay.
Than, so it would be... on page R18, we had that amendment. On page R20, we had the A5 amendment. And I believe to that amendment, Representative Eakin may have wanted to discuss that as well. So once again, just for clarification, I believe we thought we were voting on the amendment to the Senate language,
mm-hmm.
And that we didn't actually adopt those provisions. So it's more of a housekeeping technical slash, and I think we may have some questions over here. You're okay? Okay. So, just... And...
Mr. Chair?
Representative Eakin.
And Representative... We did have language in the House version here dealing with the private appraisal of value of parcels to ensure that they're of equal value. We have that on page R20, the language. Wondering if maybe that could be incorporated or added on to the amendment, the A5 amendment. And exactly where that would go, but it would be adding on the language on 15.14 through 15.20 on the House side. The private appraised value of the parcels must be substantially equal to the county assessor's estimated market value of similar land. It goes on from there.
So,
did you want me to?
I'm trying to find the amendment.
It's A5. I got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Members, it's the A5 amendment. So this is the document you'd be working off of, Representative Eakin, am I correct? The A5 amendment?
Yes, that would be on the A5 amendment, and I believe if we could add on, starting on... Line 15.14, starting with the private appraised value, through 15.20. That could be added on at the end of the sentence on line 2.19 of the amendment. Would that be the correct place to locate it?
Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's the place to locate it, but now that was not included in Senator Saxhog's amendment for a reason, and I explained that earlier today, that it was not included because there was some confusion over what it really means and what it was trying to say.
Okay.
And there was the Senate doesn't understand, at least I don't understand what they're trying to do here.
Okay. Well, the purpose in it was Representative Hansen who had brought this language forward, and His concern was just that, again, that the taxpayers aren't going to be, you know, losing more valuable land in the exchange in order to ensure that it is of equal value and that it goes through a process that would ensure that.
Mr. Knopf?
Chairman, Representative Eakin, I don't think that the appraised value of the private land is going to be always done by a private appraised value, or the public land will always be the estimated market value, and that seems to be what you're implying by this. And I'm not sure. I mean, it already says that they have to be of substantially similar or equal value. And so it almost looks like you're trying to say that if you do use an appraiser, that the appraiser has to come in with the market estimated market value, and that's what it says to me. And I think it could be read differently. Okay.
So, Mr. Chair and Mr. Knopf, so you feel that it's already doing that without placing this language in? That it's going to be enough to ensure that land of equal value.
Yeah, Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Eakin, you know, these are licensed appraisers. These are people who, I mean, they do have to have a license to be an appraisal. And it does say that, so we are talking about similar or equal value on the exchange. And the question is what does this sentence add that's not part of that? And it said, so basically it says to me that the private appraised value has to come in around the same as the county assessor's value, and I'm not sure then why you would use a private appraisal. It seemed like you would just use the county assessor's value if that was the case.
That's exactly what it would do. Okay.
So, well, Mr. Chair, for me, I mean, if it's going to have the same result, I don't see any necessity in bringing the amendment forward. So, I will withdraw the amendment. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative. Yeah, it's basically what it's doing. People just go into the assessor.
Well, that's okay. A question. Mr. Chairman, I know there was some discussion earlier on the House side as to whether when amendments are adopted, that whether or not they're adopted within. I've always treated amendments as when they're adopted, when they're compromised amendments, that means it's adopted in the conference report at the same time. You're not just adopting the language. You can treat it how, I mean, that's really up to the conference committee. You could go back now and adopt the A5 and the A6 as part of the conference report, but it just seems like you're doing a lot of extra motions that aren't necessary.
Okay. Well, members, should we go through the spreadsheet? We're at the point now we've got the numbers ready to plug in here. So if you recall, we changed some of the numbers in here. So let's go back and go over that and make sure we're in agreement to where the numbers shake out here. Mr. Mueller.
Mr. Chairman, we have a spreadsheet that I believe has been passed out. It's on a regular 8.5 by 11 and just shows the conference numbers. I'll just point out the major sort of the compromises and the changes. The first one is on line 19, and this deals with the amendment we just adopted.
Okay, I'll make sure everyone's got the right page. It's this page just handed out. It's dated in the bottom right-hand corner, 4/11, 2011 at 1:45 p.m. with Dan Mueller and Jim Reinholtz. This is the regular-sized one here. Everyone got that one? Everyone ready? Okay, go ahead, Mr. Mueller.
Mr. Chairman and members, again, on line 19 reflects the amendment that we just adopted, appropriating $280,000 one time. This is in place of the anhydrous ammonia inspection fees, and this gives the department $280,000 to get the program started and then come back with a report. And then we would not be adopting the fees for the agricultural fund spending on line 36 and 55. You'll see zeros on those lines.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'd be a little confused. There's two line 19s on that page.
There is. Oh.
There is.
Yeah. Well, 19.1 then for this one. Okay. And we'll call the other one 19.2.
Did Reinholz do that?
Oh, no, that was my fault. Mr. Chair, maybe Mr. Reinholz didn't catch it when he was proofing.
I've been busy for the last 8 years reading his spreadsheets. So I just wanted to.
Mr. Chairman,
okay.
Well, thank you for catching
it. 19B.
Yes.
Okay.
The second number 19, you'll see the retail food handler fee increase, and this is where we have the $245,000 per year, but just in the first biennium. And as you'll see on the second part there, there's no tails for that. That was the House position. On line 22 and 23, this is just a technical issue dealing with the department wanting to move some money between divisions. So we're picking that up. Line 25, the egg in the classroom, the House position there, $100,000 per year, and that has that's an ongoing appropriation. And then on line 26 is basically the Senate position on the ethanol reductions of $986,000 in the first year. Line 27 is $2.5 million for next-gen grants, so it's a reduction from the Senate position of first 3.5 and then down to 3. Line 28, $100,000 one time for the Lake of the Woods biomass grant. And then line 29 is a $12.417 million reduction to the Agri program. That's from a base of 14.7. So that'll leave about $2.3 million in the second year for the Agri program. And then line 30 is $100,000 one time for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. So essentially the spending for the Department of Ag compared to what the Senate bill had was basically the same difference by about $1,000. And then it's a decrease from the overall from what the House had coming in by $280,000. Then you'll see on the Ag Fund on lines 34 through 36, there's just the wholesale producer's fee. Now, this was just moving fees from the general fund to the Ag Fund. This was the governor's position in both bills. You'll see there's no additional spending for the anhydrous ammonia inspection. Then down on the revenue changes, there are just a couple of changes that were in the Gov's bill, the moving the fees, wholesale producer's fee from the general fund to the Ag Fund. The ACRA surcharge was a governor's position, and then no fee increases for anhydrous ammonia. Second page, Animal Health Board is the same reduction that was contained in the governor and the House and Senate bill of $255 per year. AURI, we're doing the Senate 5% reduction of $140,000 per year, and that's permanent reduction. So we're at the general fund spending of $76,841. And on the tails, we're actually coming in a little bit below what both bills had coming into the conference committee. And that was mostly because we moved some of the new spending to one time. So that is the spreadsheet that reflects the amendments and made so far.
Reinholz?
Mr. Chairman, yes, the spreadsheet accurately reflects the changes that have been made.
Thank you, Tim. Okay, gentlemen, we're going to page R7 and in the bill. The numbers we changed here, because I'd like to put them in the bill so I can understand them off of this when I'm telling folks what we did. So could you plug the numbers in for us here, Mr. Mueller?
And, Mr. Chairman, after we're done, we'll make an overall motion to adopt the spreadsheet, and in case there's any other technical changes with the subtotals and all that, we'll get that all in. But for my reading, right now the number on 5.15 that will stay the same on the Senate side, 13.732. On line 5.29, that number will change from 3.5 million to 2.5. Then on the next page on line 7.1, the number will change from 1.88 million to 2.301. And then the base budget, I believe we'll be taking the house number on lines 6.8. It'll be 10.291 million per year.
And if on what line?
On line 7.10.
7.10 of the Senate. 7.10.
And what's that number again, Mr.?
It'll be 10.291. And then the number on line 7.11 will stay at $100,000.
That one will stay at
$100,000. Right. Mr. Chairman, may I actually... I think on the
Mr.
spreadsheet
Reynolds.
we have the Senate tails.
Oh yeah.
So
they'll stay the same. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
So what
on
page,
lines?
Page you're on here.
Sorry.
On you're on
7.10. Keep the Senate number that's in there. The 10.247.
10.247.
Yeah.
I liked your other number before. Okay. We'll bring the A3 amendment up here again in a second. Now that the commissioner's here, and so the commissioner can hear the discussion on this again. And I'll bring the A3 amendment up again. It's been moved by Representative Hamilton to approve that as. With the additional language we put in here from the House language from line 10.10 to 11.18, and that's in the A3 amendment. So, Ms. Gauthier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greta Gauthier, Department of Agriculture. To the A3 amendment, the department would be in support of that amendment. One request, technical, but on line 1.7 of the amendment, wondering if you could just change it to say the commissioner shall, and maybe you already did. I don't know.
Commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, I will make that a friendly amendment.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll just do that. So any other comments on this? You okay with this? Okay. I think we've got peace in the valley here, so on this one. So, President Hamilton.
So
we'll renew this motion here again on the A3 amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I will renew my motion. I'm looking for the page here.
R14.
I'll renew the motion to accept the House language, starting on page R14, line 10.10, through page R15,
16.
All the way through R15 and through R16. Through lines 11.18. With the A3 amended, the A3 amendment as amended. With those
modified.
As modified.
All right.
Did I get that?
Okay. Representative Anderson.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I realize these are general fund dollars, but what did we actually cut to come up with this $280,000?
Well, Representative Anderson, we took the House position on the AORI.
Oh. No, Senate.
I mean the Senate position on the AORI.
Okay.
They get to pay the fee on that anhydrous. Okay, any further questions? Not, we're ready to vote on the amendment with the added language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, the A3 amendment passes.
Section 7 all the way
through. Members, R14 is where we left off. R14 in the Senate language subdivision, or line 12.1.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Cooper.
I would move that we accept the Senate position 12.1 to 12.9.
Okay, Senator Dames has a motion to do that. Senator Dames, we've gotten a report back from the governor's office that that last section there is not acceptable to him. So, what's the conference committee wish to do with it? We're going to need to change that language to get the governor's approval for the bill.
What's not acceptable, Mr. Chair? What language?
I believe the language of the public waters. Senator Miller?
Mr. Chair, what would be the recommended language from the governor? Would that be waters of the state or waters of the U.S.?
We'll have the department clarify that for us. Ms. Gauthier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greta Gauthier, Department of Agriculture. Mr. Chairman, Senator Miller, I believe the request would be for, as I testified earlier this morning, that second sentence, so line 12.6, starting with the word accept through line 12.9, ending with subdivision 15, would be deleted, as I testified this, we testified this morning.
Any other testimony? Mr. Clavin?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For record, Bruce Clavin, Minnesota Wheat Growers and Others. We were talking a little bit about this provision, and as you know, this morning, on behalf of a number of us here in the room, we would have concerns about that. We understand the position, Governor's office. I think we just remained perhaps a little bit confused when the agency got up here and told you they had no intention of doing that, but don't put any language in the statute that would limit us from doing that, and I think that's what gives us the concern. They told you that on the record. We understand why the second sentence would need to come out in terms of governor's office request. We're just afraid we're going to be back here someday, not next week, not next month, but we anticipate them trying to regulate our terrestrial applications someday.
And Mr. Claiborne, you're talking about the Pollution Control Agency, not the Department of Agriculture.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that's correct, the PCA.
Just for the record shows that.
Yeah, the commissioner we have worked closely with on a number of things, BMP programs and atrazine setbacks and a number of things. We worked with them, and the folks are aware of that. I don't know if this solves the issue or not, but you could consider on line 12.8 deleting everything starting with unless, because as I heard the heartburn this morning, it was over the public waters, and they want to do waters of the state. Our real concern is on 12.7. The agency shall not regulate or require permits for terrestrial applications. Again, I don't know if that solves it, but that might be something to consider. Then we aren't talking about public waters at all, or waters of the state or waters of the U.S.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Hamilton?
Does that solve it?
Don't think so. Ms. Gauthier?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greta Gauthier, Department of Agriculture. As my understanding was that the entire sentence was the problem, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nino.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Ms. Gauthier. I'll ask you because you're at the table, and if you don't have the answer, that's fine. But I don't get what having this language in here does that creates heartburn. So I'm trying to figure out the resistance and where it's coming from. Can you give me more on that?
Ms. Gauthier.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Nino, thank you for the question. My understanding is that, as I testified this morning, it's the precedent. I'm not an expert in the area of NPDES permits, but also, as I said this morning, we are awaiting action at the federal level by the United States Congress. I think that it's just a precedent that the governor is not comfortable with, Senator Nino and Mr. Chairman.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and Representative Anderson, you guys have both commented on dealing with the folks back home. Do you see any, if we removed that language as recommended by the Department of Agriculture, what I think it was friends and neighbors, as you referenced it earlier, what would their comments be? I'm just curious to know.
Representative Anderson.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Well, I have to say I'm confused in that PCA has told us time and time again that they do not want to permit, regulate terrestrial application of pesticides, and that's what that sentence says. So I don't understand the heartburn of leaving the first part of that sentence in the language and putting a period after pesticides on line 12.8. It says just exactly what PCA has told us on numerous occasions today.
Hello, Commissioner.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I thought I was doing very well up to this point.
We are, Commissioner.
I was saving my speech to the end here.
And we're almost ready. So, yeah. We're almost done. But, we're trying to get, we're trying to help out. We represent the ag community here, too.
Let me say, we're trying
to work it out. So we are a bit confused about what's going on.
Mr. Chairman, let me say that you've done incredible good work here over the last 3 months to get us to this point. We also want to point out that I don't drill the governor down that hard, Representative Anderson, Senator Nenow, on his reasons. I came to him at their request about a half an hour ago, and we went over these issues. We're getting down to the end of it. This is really the only request he had in the entire bill. He has given on the fee issue, Representative Hamilton. I know that was a big issue for you, and he wanted to work with you on that. So this is it. This is really the only one, and my good former good friend Bruce Clavin and Jerry Schoenfeld. In fact, he gave me a stick of gum, and I said, "This is the nicest thing you've done for me all day, Schoenfeld." And he said, "Yeah, get used to it." So I would ask you to consider that. Consider the fact that the governor has worked through the department. With you, Mr. Chairman, and with you, Representative Hamilton, Chairman of the House Ag Committee, every step of the way, and is very, very pleased at this point in time. But this is one thing he wants, and I would hope that maybe you could understand that.
Okay. Senator Dames, you have the motion in front of us. Mr. Bond would like to testify at this point, too.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Bond, Executive Director of Minnesota Crop Production Retailers. We would like the department, the Pollution Control Agency, to clarify for us, because what we heard from the testimony is that they are considering a general permit for applicators that apply beyond a certain acreage. What we are hearing is that what the governor is asking for is to authorize an additional permit, an NPDES permit, which would apply to most co-ops, ag retailers in the state because of the number of acres they apply. There is some confusion as well as to who is to get the permit. Is it the farmer or is it the ag retailer that is under contract? And finally, to remind you that the governor is asking for a permit that is covering authority and regulations that are already covered by FIFRA. And that is why Congressman Colin Peterson, suggested that this entire process, this court order, was inappropriate and a waste of time, and he chastised the EPA for their work and their cooperation with the courts on this whole process. It's a letter that's been out in the public for a couple of weeks now. So we're confused. And it seems to us that Pollution Control Agency will be issuing NEPDS general permits for co-ops each year. We'd like to know.
Okay. Mr. Brown, thank you. Well, members, Chairman Hamilton and I have been talking here about this, and this provision was in the Senate bill, and has not been heard in the House. It may be best that just a suggestion, Chairman Hamilton and the House members, that you have a hearing on this, and you bring the commissioner designate from the Pollution Control Agency to come in and ask him just how they intend to do this stuff. Because I do have a concern, folks. I'm seeing too much of the time where the federal's put out rules and then the state, it's just not good enough. We've got to go beyond that in the state. So I think we're going to have a day or a few days where we sit down and figure out what we're going to do about this. So whether it's permitting, feedlots, this sort of thing. So, but at this point, I would ask Senator Dames then to
Mr. Chairman,
to change your motion if you wish.
Before that point,
go ahead, Chairman Hamilton. I know you've got concerns too about this.
I'm actually, Representative Anderson, you have this bill in the House, correct? I also have the same bill in the House. This is extremely important. And it's frustrating as all get out that we're not getting a direct answer from the PCA on this provision. We have not heard this in the House yet because we considered this policy, and we are going to take this up for a policy bill. But I want to make it clear on at least my position on this. I think that this is good language, and that's why I put my name on the bill. And I think Representative Anderson's talking about that as well. But again, we have not heard this in the House because we considered it policy, and we're going to take it up and put it, if passed, in a policy bill.
Well, Mr. Chair, if you request,
Senator Dames,
if you request, I'll withdraw my motion, but I will not offer an amendment to the motion, okay. But I will withdraw it.
Thank you, Senator Dames. I know there's concerns out there in the public, folks. So, okay, that's the only language we have left. So, do we have anyone to? I guess section 7, line on page R14, line 11.33 is where we're at. Anyone have a motion on this provision? If there's no motion, it will not be passed. Representative Schoenfeld, or Farmer Representative Schoenfeld.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, I think you keep the title until you die. So, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to ask a question. I'm disappointed in the governor's position. I'm disappointed that we can't move this forward at the present time. But I did want to ask a question. If that was withdrawn, did any piece of this, did the first portion of this get passed? No. Because I think the issue was the second sentence. And so my question was, I just wanted to make sure that somebody didn't lose we didn't lose the entire thing.
Right. So question. We don't have a motion in front of us for this section yet.
Okay.
Mr. Schoenfeld.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask, was that the intent? Or
no, I'm asking the members if they wish to do that, what they wish to do with this section. So, Senator Miller.
Mr. Chair, based on the testimony we just received, I would move section 7, that we accept section 7 from lines 11.33 to 12.6, and we do not accept the language. So it would end on line 12.6, environments, period, and that's where we would end it. So we don't accept the last sentence that the department was concerned about.
Senator Miller?
The reason I'm doing this, members, is I think we have a great bill here, and I would hate for Governor Dayton not to sign it simply because of one sentence. Yeah. So I know the House is going to move forward with it, or at least hear testimony on it in the policy side. So hopefully we can get it into a future bill here, because I do think it's important. But at the same time, I think it's important that we get this this bill to the governor and hopefully get a signature on it.
How about Mr. Kadelka? Would you like to come and talk to us about this provision? Or Commissioner, maybe both, come up.
Chair and members, John Stein from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, just responding to the amendment that's before you, and the language that I understand was to excerpt to pull the language from excerpt on 12.6 through the end, and that would eliminate the department's concerns over the intent of our ability to respond to the federal requirements.
Any questions?
Colin?
Chairman Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the Commissioner, we will be hearing this in the House, and we'd expect that you'd come in and address this and answer the questions that we have as well. You've heard the testimony. You heard the concerns about the agency creep and about taking this further than what the intent is, and we're extremely disappointed that the testimony coming back from you and the department saying that we're not going to do this. However, we're not going to accept the language. It's sending mixed messages, and I just want to be on record. We are displeased because of that.
Mr. Chair, I regret that you're displeased, but we will be present to respond to any testimony or request for additional input in your in the House.
Okay. Okay, further discussion. Seeing none, we have a motion from Senator Miller in front of us to accept the Senate language on page R14. It'd be lines 11.33, excuse me, through line 12.6, through the period on line 0.12.6.
After environments, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, the period after environments. Everyone clear on that? Okay, no further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay?
Nay.
Motion, okay, the motion prevails. Any other public testimony or any testimony on the bill? Commissioner Fredrickson, would you come up again, please? Commissioner, I want to thank you and your staff. You and I know each other a long time.
Mr. Chairman, can I give my gum back to Jerry Schoenfeld?
Well, Mr. Commissioner hasn't given
me. Is he still behind me?
Okay. Commissioner, thank you for your work and all this. It's been a good process for us, and I appreciate you and your staff working with us. I know Representative Hamilton feels the same way too. I believe it. We've had a great relationship with the House. And see some of these House guys again is kind of fun. I miss those guys, but I don't miss them bad enough to go back there. At 3 o'clock meetings, I'm not in the morning. that's not for me anymore. Commissioner, what do you think of the bill?
Senator, I think the bill is wonderful. You gave on an issue that was important to the governor, and I thank you for that. Senator Miller, I thank you for the support. I recognize your concern, but this is a process, and we've worked our way through the process, I think, very nicely. I appreciate both chairmen's opportunities that have given members of the department. It's just been, a great experience all the way through, and I am committed to recommend to the governor that he sign this bill.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner. Any questions, comments?
You're going to save those for the next hearing, right? Let's see. That's right. Confirmation. That's coming
confirmation.
Up. Okay. Load them up. You still behind me?
Chairman Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a few comments to the process as well. Senator Kubley and I were having a conversation about the Ag Committee, and one of the reasons that you serve on it has been a committee that has been bipartisan, if not nonpartisan, for the number of years that you've been up here. And I used to say jokingly when Chair Otremba and Chair Junkie were holding the gavels, I said, when I'm chairing the committee, I'll treat you with the same amount of respect. And lo and behold, here we are. You know, look at us now. And I want to thank the members of the House for the very open and honest process all the way through it. And the agencies, Commissioner, you and the people that came and testified, we appreciate that. It's not always easy, and we drill in, but they did a fantastic job. It was fun working with the members from the Department of Agriculture, like I said, that came in and testified. I would like to continue, Senator Kubley, what we had talked about, moving these forward on a bipartisan basis and working with the governor, taking the governor's recs. We have members from the minority party's amendments on here, members from the majority party amendments on here. And I would like to send a loud message, if we could, to the governor and others passing this out. Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask for a roll call to move this bill.
We'll need a motion to adopt the conference report and the corresponding spreadsheets, if someone would care to make that motion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dames.
I'll move that we accept the confirmation and the reports.
Conference report and the corresponding spreadsheet. I believe that's a correct motion. So, and Representative Hamilton asked for a roll call. Clerk will Joan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Senator Magnus.
Aye.
Senator Kubley.
Aye.
Senator Dames.
Aye.
Senator Nino.
Yes.
Senator Miller.
Yes.
Representative Hamilton.
Yes.
Representative Lemire.
Yes.
Representative Eakin.
Yes.
Representative Anderson.
Yes.
Representative Szymanski.
Yes.
Okay. Unanimous vote. Thank you very much, representatives and senators, for your vote and for your support. The next thing we'll do is we'll get the report back to you to sign, and we'll send that on to the floor of the House and the Senate, and we'll send it on to the governor for his signature. And I want to take this point time to thank everyone that helped on the bill, our staff, Libby and Jennifer, and our physical and Senate counsel here. Colby, good to work with you again. Colby Sullivan from the House. Reinholz, good to work with you too, Jim. So, I miss you guys. So with that, everything's approved. Thank you very much for your work, and thanks everyone in the audience too for your testimony and the agencies and everyone else. With that, the conference committee is adjourned.